Greetings. This is news and a view from the Gunflint Trail. Month 4 is screaming by as we celebrate the maple sugar moon in the North Woods. While atmospheric conditions in April can be unpredictable, it looks as though things may have settled into a more tolerable state heading into this weekend. Following the near miss of that so-called bomb cyclone along the Gunflint Trail, it is possible we've seen winter's last gasp. Whereas the village had a more intense experience with snow and violent winds, we up at end of the trail escaped the brunt with 2 to 4 snowy inches and minimal wind activity. I guess we should count ourselves blessed with not too much winter hysteria this time around. At the same time, this neighborhood and others in the Upper Trail Territory enjoyed the beauty of white ecstasy for a couple days, as Mother Nature put a Band-Aid on spring's naked unsightliness. Sadly, we're starting all over with renewed melting. Just when there are a few dry spots taking over on backcountry roads, we're back into squishy going again. Speaking of melting as the area heads towards the month's last segment, folks are talking of lake ice. During the warmth of March, it looked as though ice would not last too long. But with winter raising its hackles over the past 3 weeks, one cannot be too sure just when sky blue waters will be dashing our shores. Here on Gunflint Lake, we've even made some ice a few mornings in the last 2 weeks. Some walleye anglers have expressed concern area lakes might remain locked up on opening day, May 10. It seems doubtful to yours truly, although, remembering last year, the ice went out on the Gunflint Gal the morning of opener. So it does and has happened before that fisher people are nudging ice out of the way to dip a line. While I have yet to hear of any ursine encounters out this way, one has to wonder if on the occasional sunny days, Brunos aren't rubbing sleep from their eyes. If they woke up over the past weekend, however, and stuck their heads out to falling snow, perhaps they went back to bed. In any event, I begin to curtail some of my seed distribution just for good measure and urge neighbors to do the same. As I mentioned on our occasional warm sunny days, it seems buds on some of the aspen and birch are bulging with excitement. Then on a day when we've held at or below freezing, they don't appear as puffy about the goings-on. I did see some pussy willow buds along the trail near the South Brule River Bridge last week. One might wonder if the gray pearls aren't thankful the Creator blessed them with warm, fuzzy coats during our recent winter interlude. I haven't seen any robins in this neighborhood, but folks in town mention they've arrived. On another avian note, recently I got a kick out of a quartet of visiting crows following the new snow. Talk about contrast, the scene was as stark black and white as nature could bring into being. A couple ebony beauties were rooting through the snow in search of sustenance remains. Plowing along the feed trough, they came up seemingly annoyed with globs of white stuck to their beaks. Apparently out of sorts with their white snoots, there was considerable shaking all about and conversation for brothers and sisters, perhaps teasing them. In closing, while the deciduous members of the northern forest are a ways from waving their green hellos, the coniferous family is rapidly turning their winter drab to brighter, energizing summer shades. It's more than noticeable on a day of sunshine. And speaking of our forest sentinels, it's pretty easy to take them for granted when there are uncounted zillions as far as the eye can see. I had the pleasure of reading an article in the spring periodical of the National Wildlife Federation on the critical things trees do for our ecosystem. I have been aware of some, however, the author and researchers made several points I had never considered. It is suggested reading, either online or in the library, and will provide ever more reverence to your future walks in the woods. For WTIP, this is Wildersmith on the Gunflint Trail, where every day is great, regardless of our worldly turmoil and tragedies.